Council. You're listening to Arab Voices, originating on KPFT Houston since 2002 and syndicated on other radio stations in different cities in the US and Europe. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. On September 7th, 2024, several organizations in the United Kingdom, in Europe, organized a national march for Palestine, calling for an end to the genocide in Gaza and an end to arming Israel. More than 125,000 people attended the march. Over 17 experts spoke at that event, and I'm going to air now some of those remarks. Let's listen in.
Our next speaker is the General Secretary of PCS, the Union, representing over 200,000 public sector workers in the UK. Please give a very warm welcome to Fran Heathcote.
Friends, it is a pleasure to bring solidarity from my union, PCS. I'm immensely proud that PCS has for many years led the cause in the trade union movement in demanding peace and justice for the people of Palestine in Gaza and the West Bank. And we have been absolutely clear. Until Palestine is a free and independent nation, we will continue marching, we will continue protesting, and we will continue to back the campaign of boycott, divestment and sanctions. I want to pay tribute to everyone who has made the protests so large against war crimes and ethnic cleansing that we are witnessing in Gaza and the West Bank. And let me tell you, I've just walked up through the counter demonstration. It is tiny. We cannot be bystanders, though. We cannot walk by on the other side. 57 years of illegal occupation, decades now of settlement building and ethnic cleansing that goes with it. And the atrocities of Israel's Gaza onslaught, in which over 40,000 people have been killed. But our government has stood by. The Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, said he believes in the international rule of law. The Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, supports the International Criminal Court as a cornerstone of the international legal system, whether that's in Ukraine, Sudan, Syria, or Gaza. Well, if you believe in the international rule of law, then you apply it. And if you respect it, then you follow up with action, not just empty words. The horrific reports coming out of the West Bank in recent weeks demonstrate what happens when you turn a blind eye and you condone war crimes. Netanyahu and the terrorist settler movement have been empowered to extend their ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. There is no moral or legal case not to ban all arms sales to Israel immediately. We are complicit. We are complicit just as a dealer who sells a knife or a gun to a common criminal is complicit. When the International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for war crimes against Benjamin Netanyahu and Defence Minister Yoav Gallant, then we should be asking our government, where is the full arms embargo? Where are the sanctions? When the International Court of Justice rules, as it did in July, that the Israel occupation of Palestine is illegal, that Israel must dismantle its settlements and provide full reparation to Palestinian victims and facilitate the return of displaced people, again, we should be asking our government, where are the sanctions? Where is the arms embargo? Where is the expulsion of Israeli diplomats? PCS members work in government departments that grant weapons licenses. And if the government doesn't respect international law, we will continue to explore the possibility of taking legal action in defence of our members. So we will continue to campaign and support campaigns to change and toughen government policy. But as successive governments stand by, as Palestinians are murdered, it is we, the people, our unions, our councils, in our workplaces, and as individuals who have to speak out, protest, and campaign. And that is why PCS is so proud to support a people-powered campaign of boycott, divestment, and sanctions against a state that has illegally occupied Gaza and the West Bank for 57 years and that is committing war crimes on a daily basis against Palestinian people. And that is why my union is proud to support the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. We will continue to campaign for an end to the killing, an end to the occupation, and the dismantling of the settlements, and a free and independent Palestine. Solidarity, comrades.
Our next speaker is the General Secretary of the National Education Union, here today representing over 500,000 education workers in the UK. Please give a very warm welcome to Daniel Cabetti.
This week, many children across the UK and in many parts of the world returned to school. For the children of Gaza, there is no such respite from the relentless war that has blighted their young lives for almost a year now. Palestinians place a high value on the education of their children and young people. 625,000 children in Gaza have been denied their inalienable right to education since October the 7th last year. Now we are in a second school year in which there is no prospect for peace, no prospect for returning to school, no respite from the relentless bombardment that has terrorized their young lives. Scholasticide has taken place in Gaza. The destruction of all education infrastructure with the deliberate targeting of schools and universities and the indiscriminate killing of children and their teachers. Almost 10,000 school children have been killed, along with over 400 of their teachers. According to NGOs working in Gaza, 93% of their schools, which have specific protections under international law, have sustained damage. 156 UNRWA schools have been hit directly or damaged, despite the fact that many are providing refuge for displaced people. All of 12 of Gaza's universities have been bombed, leaving 88,000 students unable to continue their education. 90% of the Palestinian population displaced. Over 40,000 killed, 94,000 injured. Many more missing beneath the rubble. How long must this be allowed to continue? We need a ceasefire now. The ICJ has ruled that there is a credible case that Israel is committing genocide against the Palestinian people. The UK must now ban all arms sales to Israel. Not merely the token number announced by the new Foreign Secretary David Lammy last week. My union, the National Education Union, will continue to stand up for the Palestinian people. We will continue to advocate for the rights of children and the right to education. Free, free Palestine!
Our next speaker is someone who has been campaigning against apartheid for decades. He's the founder and chair of Friends of Al-Aqsa, one of the co-organisers of today's protest. So please give a very warm welcome to Dr. Ismail Patel.
Assalamu alaikum. Over the past 76 years, Israel has been systematically dehumanizing the Palestinian people living between the river and the sea. This dehumanization process has made it possible for the genocide in Gaza. The dehumanization of Palestinians by Israel and its allies depicts Palestinians as animals, vermins, and dangerous Muslims. It has created an atmosphere where Palestinian lives do not matter. This narrative enables Israel to kill with impunity innocent children like Mahmoud al-Durar or Hind Rajab. It is also this Israeli dehumanizing narrative that is used to justify the violence against Palestinians worldwide. The Palestinians, in their resistance to the dehumanization, yearn for justice and freedom. The Palestinian struggle is to recover their stolen humanity. However, despite the military power, when Israelis fail to have an ounce of sympathy for the killing of more than 40,000 Palestinians, Israelis dehumanize themselves. When Israel celebrates the raping of Palestinian prisoners, Israel dehumanizes itself. When Israel records selfies of blowing up homes and torturing children, Israel dehumanizes itself. When Israel composes songs encouraging genocide, Israel dehumanizes itself. It is therefore our responsibility to restore the humanity of the oppressed Palestinians. We must stop the oppressive Israeli state and its powerful allies from continuing this barbarity, because it is only in Palestinians gaining their humanity that Israel can recover its humanity. It is precisely because of this that the majority of the worldwide population don't want to be part of Israeli dehumanizing circus and are saying, from the river to the sea. To me, my friends, this slogan means people of all faiths and none between the river and the sea can reside free of racism, free of subjugation, free of the apartheid wall, free from the siege, free from the terror. We must continue saying from the river to the sea until Israel stops dehumanizing itself and robbing Palestinians of their humanity. Because of this, it is the only way we can protect our humanity. So let the slogan, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, ring from every city, every town, every village. Let it be a means of empowering our humanity to end Israeli inhumanity and to reclaim Palestinian humanity. So please repeat after me, from the river to the sea. From the river to the sea. From the river to the sea. Thank you very much.
Now our next speaker is the Member of Parliament for Dewsbury and Batley. He's part of the newly formed Independence Alliance, working hard in Parliament not only to stand up for the Palestinian people and against the genocide in Gaza, but also to oppose the far right and Labour's austerity agenda. Please make some noise for Iqbal Mohammed.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters and friends. Assalamu alaikum, peace be on you all. It's been 11 long, never-ending months since Israel's explicitly stated assault and genocide on Gaza. 11 long months where tens of thousands of innocent men, women, children have been brutally, barbarically, and mercilessly killed on an industrial scale. A scale which is unparalleled this century. A scale which history books will remember as one of the most brutal, cruel, inhumane massacres we have witnessed and allowed to happen with impunity by Israel. Every single state in the world that had any power to reduce the number of dead even by one and didn't do anything is complicit in Israel's genocide in Gaza and now the West Bank. It has been 2 months since I stood at this stage after my election, when the Palestinian death toll stood at over 33,000. Over 2 months since a previous mendacious, malicious, austerity-inflicting, civil liberty-destroying, racist and genocide-supporting Tory government was emphatically rejected for a Labour government elected with one of the largest majorities but on the smallest share of the popular vote in history. Despite Labour's missteps and the condoning of the collective punishment in opposition, there was hope that it would follow through on its stated commitment to enforce international law and the rules-based order. There was hope that Labour would follow through on its promise to immediately recognise the state of Palestine as soon as it came into government. We are still waiting. There was hope that it would publish the legal advice on why arms sales were still being allowed to Israel to commit the genocide, which is still ongoing. We are still waiting for that legal advice. There was hope that they would take meaningful action to immediately help stop the killing and achieve a permanent ceasefire. We are still waiting for that to happen. They have finally funded UNRWA, started refunding UNRWA, but there was hope that they would facilitate the safe transfer of all humanitarian aid, water, equipment, fuel and power, and all essentials of life for saving lives in Palestine. We are still waiting. We were hoped they would support the case at the ICJ brought by South Africa against Israel for genocide. We are still waiting. There was hope that this government would help our allies by reminding them of their international obligations and convincing them to stop breaching international laws, including the supplying of weapons, supplies used to perpetrate the genocide. Labour's recent declaration to suspend the arms licenses for 30 out of over 350 is welcome, but is not enough. We know there is overwhelming evidence of the genocide happening in Gaza, and the government must suspend all arms sales to Israel from now. Let me pledge with you to continue campaigning for the liberation of Palestine, where all people, Muslim, Christian, Jew, can live together in peace. Thank you.
Okay, now the first thing I've got for you is a statement from Jeremy Corbyn, who's unable to be with us today because he's at a conference abroad. And he says, "Well done on defeating the efforts to silence us. We will never allow the Palestinian people to be silent." This week, the UK government suspended 30 arms licenses. We need an end to all arms supplies and military facilities for Israel. 40,000 already dead in Gaza, alongside the killing of Palestinians in the West Bank and the condemnation by the World Court. We will stand with the Palestinian people for as long as it takes to end this occupation. Solidarity always, Jeremy Corbyn and the Independent MPs. Now, our next speaker is here today representing the Muslim Association of Britain, who are one of the co-organisers of today's march. So please give a very warm welcome to Ragad Al-Takriti.
Sisters, brothers, friends, assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you all. History will remember that in the face of piles of massacred Palestinian bodies in the streets of Gaza, and in the face of testimony after testimony of Palestinians being tortured, raped, beheaded, and blown apart beyond recognition, our government failed. It did not use every tool at its disposal to stop the genocide. Instead, it suspended only 30 of the 350 arms exports that are actively being used to fuel this slaughter. History will remember that instead of standing on the right side of justice, the Labour Party, just like the Conservatives before them, chose to silence those speaking out against this state-sanctioned complicity in the most live-streamed genocide of our time. What more is there to say? What atrocities are left to commit? How many more children need to die? How many more families? How many more families will be buried alive under the rubble of their homes? How many more massacres? How many more bodies? How many more bodies need to pile up before Keir Starmer feels the weight of his inaction? The time for half measures, for polite diplomacy, is over. Israel must be sanctioned, boycotted, and opposed in every way until the entire genocidal system is dismantled and the war criminals responsible are brought to justice. As we march today, let it be known, we will not be silenced. We will not be intimidated. And we will not stop until Palestine is free from the river to the sea. Palestine is free from the river to the sea. Thank you very much.
Our next speaker is a journalist and filmmaker. You may have seen her in a Sky News interview talking about the Amazon Sky packages. So please, give a warm welcome to Miriam Francois.
Hi, assalamu alaikum everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I'm speaking to you today as someone who, like many of you, no doubt, never imagined that we'd have to be here almost a year on. Through the seasons, both weather and life's changes, you've continued to show up as the moral conscience of this country, which has drifted so far from any ideals we might hope that it might represent. So the first thing I want to do today is thank you. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for continuing to be here, to continuing to show up, continuing to be that conscience. Like many of you, I never imagined that we could see such gross and blatant violations of international law without any real repercussions. I never imagined that we could see children daily blown to pieces or shot by snipers, and that some of our compatriots would continue to try and defend these horrors. I never imagined that I would see journalists and health workers killed in record numbers and with such impunity and with such silence from our colleagues. Where are our colleagues? I never thought that I would see a prosecutor for the ICC publicly denounce death threats made against him, which seemingly impede him from issuing warrants for the arrest of the war criminals Netanyahu and Gallant. And I definitely never imagined that those conscientious objectors speaking out about these atrocities would be harassed and arrested under terrorism laws here in this country. I never imagined 11 months ago that the latest ethnic cleansing of Gaza would be the precursor to the clear attempt today to annex the West Bank. The ethnic cleansing of Palestine, ongoing since 1948, has never been clearer. I never imagined we could see Palestinian men, women, and children detained, tortured, raped, and killed in Israeli custody, and that many would stay silent as thousands languish in torture camps as we speak. I could not have fathomed that we would see US citizens shot in the head by Israeli snipers, and that even then the US administration would prevaricate. I never imagined that speaking up against a genocide could see you targeted, harassed, and demonized. But here we are. The Palestine liberation struggle continues to reveal to each and every one of us how connected our struggle for freedom truly is. by unmasking the charade of the systems we have been lulled into accepting. Today we gather not just to speak, but to act with the full force of history, with the strength of the freedom fighters who have preceded us, and with the fire of a people demanding justice. The struggle for Palestine is not an isolated struggle. It is the struggle of every oppressed people throughout time, from the Congo to the Caribbean, from Jamaica to Jerusalem. Aimé Césaire taught us that colonization dehumanizes both the colonizer and the colonized. Palestine today is a living testament to that truth. The colonizer clings to power, justifying violence and land theft, while the colonized are dispossessed, their very existence seen as inconvenience. But Césaire also reminded us that resistance is the answer. Say it with me, resistance is the answer. That the thing to be done is to set man free. We take solace from the words of the late great Toni Morrison, who said, "The function of freedom is to free someone else." You stand here today as free as it gets. This is as free as it gets, people. We have our own struggles, but make no mistake, this freedom that we have here is not the freedom to consume. It is not the freedom to be complacent. It is the freedom to liberate. Do not squander it. So today we stand united and we say to Palestine, freedom is coming. Say it with me. Freedom is coming. It's coming through boycotts. It's coming through divestment. And it's coming through sanctions. Say it with me. Boycotts. Divest. Sanctions. But this fight goes beyond the borders of Palestine, and never forget that. Marcus Garvey told us to never wait for others to give us our freedom. Freedom is always fought for. It is never handed to you. It is never handed to you. And as our very own freedoms are eroded, remember that it is now ours to reclaim. We've seen a limited arms embargo. It's the beginning. It's far from enough. Just as Patrice Lumumba declared that Africa will write its own history, Palestine will write its own history. Free from occupation, free from apartheid, and free from surveillance. From Ferguson to Gaza, from the streets of London to the refugee camps in the West Bank, we are all connected by one struggle. It's time to consolidate the ranks, people. I'm being tapped out, but Lumumba, Césaire, Garvey, they knew that no change comes without courage. I call on you today to find your courage. Dig deep. Say it with me. No justice. No peace. No justice. No peace. No justice. No peace. Power to the people. Free Palestine. Thank you.
What you just heard were some of the remarks delivered at the National March for Palestine held in the UK on September 7th, 2024. You've been listening to Arab Voices, originating on KPFT Houston and syndicated on other radio stations in different cities in the US and Europe. Our shows are archived online, and you can listen to them by visiting arabvoices.net. And that does it for the show today. Thanks for listening. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Until we meet next week, peace on earth.